We've just arrived at the Mount. I'm meeting Matt Cannon, co-owner of Roughstuff Oak, which has its manufacturing base inside the prison. The company supplies restaurant and catering firms, such as Carluccio's and Nisbet's, but they also sell direct to the public. It's a business relationship with some unique challenges.
Quite often, if something does happen within the prison, we can't be told for security reasons, and on occasions they will literally lock down for up to, I think the longest we've had is about 2 weeks where there was a security audit going on. Literally, it's radio silence and we don't hear anything back from the prison.
So what happens to the orders? If I'm a big company and I've ordered, 200 chopping boards from you?
We make it very clear to all of our clients, customers, that production is in a prison. We try and build in plenty of time, but on occasions that will happen, and we've had a very large restaurant chain that's bared with us when they've actually had an order of over 2,000 boards.
I'm now heading along the path to the prison workshop, where all the products get made.
My name's David. I was convicted for armed robbery. Work on the saw, I cut all the wood to size. It keeps me busy, it earns me a couple of quid, so I've got some money to spend on canteen and stuff. I think it's 20 quid a week I clear.
What can you spend it on?
It's canteen list, so you can buy toiletries, tobacco, phone credits, obviously cards and stuff for your family to send home, stamps. I'll hopefully start my own business when I get out. This would help with skills on site and stuff anyway.
Hi, I'm Deepak. I got convicted for a drug offence.
How long is your sentence?
Altogether, it's 7 years and 4 months. To be honest, if I wasn't doing this, I don't know how I would cope, really, because it makes your time go by and it makes the weeks go, because you can't have a routine, and outside you have a routine, so you kind of keep that whole flow going.
Hi, my name's Steve Briggs. I'm the instructional officer here at HMP The Mount in Workshop 3A, which does all the woodwork. This is the main storage area where we store some of the timber that's came into the workshop. On this side we've got the packing department, and then the finished product goes out the door. Each prisoner, if say a prisoner has a screwdriver out, that screwdriver's got a number and a tally. That tally's placed on the board with the prisoner's name on, so you know exactly who's got what piece of equipment out. There is violent people in the prison and there's no getting away from that. We're not here for parking fines.
We're back inside the main prison, and after walking down what feels like miles of corridors, I'm outside the office of Stephen Bradford, the governor. With the workshop and the other work schemes that you run, how much is that about managing the prison population and how much is it about rehabilitation?
Well, it's a bit of both, really. I mean, rehabilitation does include encouraging prisoners to take part in the prison's regime. I mean, prison law requires convicted prisoners to work. We view ourselves as very much as being a community prison, so we want to be seen as being part of the community, and that includes, of course, working with local businesses, and in return they invest in our offenders by providing meaningful work and meaningful qualifications for them. We charge them a fair rate for the job, and the money that we make from the contract we use to reinvest in the business.